95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Welcome to Her Story. I'm Kathy Romano. Thanks for joining me again today. So what do you have planned for today? I love to hear what people do on the weekends, their different activities, because I'm big on doing something every weekend. I love to take my son out and do some sort of fun activity. I just remember as a kid always doing something with my parents, especially my mom. She was always taking us somewhere to do something fun. So I love to hear what people do. I love to hear about different events, and I love to take him to different places so he can have these experiences. So there is actually a lot taking place in and around Philadelphia today. So I'll start off with this one, which I actually had never heard of before, but it's really cool. So have you ever been running down Kelly Drive and you see an artist out there drawing or painting something? Well, there's actually an event surrounding that. Art in the Open 2018 started on Friday, and it goes through today. If you walk along Kelly Drive or really anywhere along the Schuylkill River Trail, you'll see artists during their creative process. There will be 40 artists that have been selected by a jury who will be creating their artwork along the trail from dusk to dawn today, but the most popular hours they say to visit are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. when most of the artists will be out there. So that's something cool to do. A friend of mine was actually just telling me about the Clover Market. He went to one a few weeks ago, but there's one today from 10 to 4 in Bryn Mawr. Over 90 vendors will set up stands. They'll be selling handmade jewelry, vintage clothing, original art, ceramics, and other antiques in downtown Bryn Mawr. I love this one. Peddler's Village 40th Annual Strawberry Festival is happening. It's a very family-friendly event. There's lots for the kids to do at this festival. They have moon bounces, face painting, sand art, make your own slime, which is a huge hit with the kids. And of course, lots of strawberries and strawberry treats to sample. The Strawberry Princes and Princesses will also be crowned today. Those eligible have to be between the ages of 3 and 9 years old, and they'll be judged on their strawberry-themed outfit or costume. If you haven't heard, the Treetop Quest Philly opened last weekend. It's a zip line and tree obstacle course through Fairmount Park. You missed out on the 20% off your first zip line adventure. That was last weekend. But if you book online, you save $2 per person. Plus, I'm sure they'll have more coupons coming soon. They're open now until November 25th. One of my favorite places to visit, the Morris Arboretum. They have the Early Bird Weekends, which is great for a peaceful walk through the gardens if it's something you want to do by yourself. It's also great for photographers or bird watchers. If you're up, they open at 8 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays, May through September. I love the Morris Arboretum. I actually have a season pass, and it's one of my favorite places to go and one of my favorite places to take my son. He loves to walk through the gardens and explore, he calls it. Then maybe on your way out of the Morris Arboretum, you can actually stop along Germantown Ave for the Chestnut Hill Home and Garden Festival. It was rescheduled to this Sunday because of rain, so hopefully the rain will hold off today and the event will take place. There will be 150 landscaping, gardening, home design, and tree care vendors, plus shopping, activities, music, and of course all of the great Chestnut Hill restaurants will be open. The event is from 11 to 5 today. Parks on Tap is a traveling beer garden that visits various parks throughout the summer. Today, the Parks on Tap will be at the Fernhill Park in Germantown. They have pavilions there, so if it is raining, you can plant yourself underneath there. And if you want to stay inside today, it's the last day for the Wizard World Comic-Con at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. There are a number of celebrity guests that will be there. There's nonstop action-packed entertainment all day until 4 o'clock when it wraps up. The 9th Annual Italian Market Festival continues today, rain or shine, at the nation's oldest outdoor market. The festival goes until 6 o'clock tonight. This is a really neat one, something that I've never done, but I would definitely like to try this. The Philadelphia Insectarium and Butterfly Pavilion has butterfly yoga today at 9 a.m. It's only $10 a person. Just like any yoga class, make sure you bring your mat. It's in a 7,000-square-foot indoor rainforest in the Holmesburg section of Northeast Philadelphia. Inside, there are 2,000 butterflies flying gracefully through the gardens. I think it would be a pretty cool yoga class. So if you do attend, let me know how it is. This is something that I definitely want to try. Now, speaking of yoga, I absolutely love yoga. I practice every week, and I'm focusing a lot of my practice on improving my handstands. But when I'm in class and I'm upside down half of the time, it makes me feel uncomfortable if my yoga pants are sliding down or my shirt is riding up. I mean, I'm upside down. I don't want to have to worry about my clothing. So I'm excited to speak to my next guest and try out out her fitness apparel because she says her clothing doesn't do that. After years of wearing frumpy t-shirts to hide what was left from her baby belly, my next guest decided she wanted to bring flattering designs to fitness apparel. She says her soft, comfortable, durable workout clothing line enhances a person's assets, but will also camouflage desired areas, all while keeping a stylish look. Nadine Gelberg has a PhD in sports technology policy and has combined her passion for sports and technology to help launch her fitness apparel line, Divigi. The business was started by three generations of one family, Nadine, her mother, and her daughter. Here to tell us her story is Dr. Nadine Gelberg. Hi, Nadine.
Hi.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
So what is Divigi? What is that?
Divigi is Esperanto, and it means to compel. So we here at Divigi want to compel you to kick up the intensity of your workouts, because when you look good and feel great, you have that extra bounce to your step, and that's performance advantages when you're working out.
Yeah, absolutely. There are three generations that started this clothing line, all from Philadelphia?
All from Philadelphia. So what happened one day down the shore, we were out walking around and noticed that the people who looked good and felt great were running along the boardwalk, and everyone else was kind of strolling and chatting. And these were the same fashionable people that you would see in Rittenhouse Square normally. And we thought, while we look great in regular clothes, why do we look not so hot in fitness apparel? And realized that we needed a new design that would drape elegantly and still fit and flatter underneath.
So you have an undergrad from Cornell, a master's from the University of Penn, and a doctorate degree from Penn State. How does this impressive educational background take you to the fitness apparel side of things?
So my academic background focused mostly on how can technology increase sport participation without compromising the challenge of sport. So by looking at how does different technologies, different types of tools like composite tennis rackets versus wood rackets enable us to excel in sports, brought me right to what are some of the barriers to working out? And one of the top barriers to working out, people say, is time. But it's really the time to change from work clothes to fitness clothes, to go pick up the kid clothes, to go out for a smoothie clothes. And when you look good and you're wearing clothes that can move from one activity to the next, you end up with a lot more time to squeeze in that run and still see your clients and friends and neighbors.
Tell me about then the different jobs within the organization, because you say it's your mom, it's you, and it's your daughter. So where do you guys all fit into that equation?
My mom's background is a corporate attorney. So she does all the paperwork and all the documents and all those important things that don't necessarily pay attention to. My daughter right now is an undergrad at Penn. And her focus is on consumer psychology. So she has great ideas in marketing. In fact, she designed the whole website and did the photography. But the best part of working all three of us together is we test our designs and test our ideas on different body types and different shapes and different generations. So you can be sure that it looks good not only for somebody in their 20s, somebody in their 40s, but also somebody in their 60s.
And you don't have to be a little stick figure model to look good in your clothes.
Absolutely not. That's who we made it for. We made it for people with boobs, butts, and bellies. Because for me personally, when clothes would fit over my boobs, they'd be really dumpy and slumpy on my shoulders. And I hated that.
Tell me about the clothes and some of the products that you have.
Our first signature item was our double waistband leggings and capris. They're tights, but they have a double waistband, so it smooths you out and holds you in. It still feels like a low rise, but you get that high rise inner lining so that it doesn't roll down and it doesn't fall down when you do any kind of workout or Pilates.
Which is the worst, by the way.
It is the worst. And people actually tried our pants on and said, wow, I look like I lost 10 pounds. Because it literally smooths you all out and holds you in. And then there's ruching on the bottom to make it length adjustable. But that idea, the double waistband, was really what sparked the Divigi design. Then we have an under tank, also in a micro model or bamboo fabric that smooths you out on top, holds you in. I wear them under everything. Dress clothes, work clothes. I wear them under pajamas. It's like walking around with a hug, but it makes you look so good. And then all of our tops are bamboo-based tops. So they're naturally thermal regulating and antimicrobial, and they drape really elegantly. So they don't hold their shape in terms of being really rigid and dumpy. You can have them over your shoulders, you can have them over your chest, and they drape really elegantly. So they kind of have a nice line around the belly.
And all of your clothes are manufactured right here in Philadelphia?
Absolutely, at Kensington and Allegheny.
When did you launch the clothing line?
We launched the clothing line 5 years ago, January.
Where are the products sold?
We sell online, and we sell at different pop-up shops. So we do different partnerships. 1 year we did with Yoga on the Steps. We're doing the Positivity Charge June 9th down near Rittenhouse Square at the Ethical Society.
So at these events, you'll have the products?
We'll have the products there at the events. And we also invite smaller not-for-profit organizations that want to do fundraising. We've had great success with kind of ladies brunch, and we give 20% back to whatever charity is hosting the event at our showroom, which is in the Chestnut Hill area.
So people can purchase the product line on your website, though?
On our website at www.devigi.com.
And Devigi is D-E-V-I-G-I. If someone listening has an idea for a business but isn't confident enough to take that plunge and do something with it, what would you say to them? Because the three of you come from different backgrounds and you decided, we're going to do this. We're going to make this a business. We're going to do this clothing line. So if somebody has some sort of idea but just is afraid to take that plunge, what would you say to them?
You need to network. You need to talk to people and really listen. Ask a lot of questions and listen. Listen hard to the answers, because I knew nothing about designing and manufacturing fitness apparel. And I learned so much. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. The timing of it, it's going to take longer than you expect. But talk to people and listen so you build up a knowledge base. And then you'll be the expert in your field.
So I ask this to most guests. If you could give one bit of advice to the people listening today, what would it be?
I would say that you need to be in until you're out. I think so many people get caught up when they're in an organization or they're doing something or they're in a relationship, and they keep evaluating whether it's right or whether they should. Be all in. Be an enthusiastic participant until you decide that it's not right anymore.
That's such great advice. I've never heard anybody say anything like that, and it's so true.
Thank you.
If you'd like to find out more about Nadine and her business, or to check out the fitness apparel, go to devigi.com. It's D-E-V-I-G-I.com. Nadine, thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 Ben FM.
Red Nose Day is Thursday, May 24th. The clown-looking red nose does much more than just make people laugh. Red Nose Day is when people across America buy a $1 red nose at Walgreens and wear it to help raise awareness and funds to help children in need. The goal is to use comedy to help end childhood poverty across the country and right here in Philadelphia. The movement began in the United Kingdom, and globally, since its launch in 1988, has raised over $1 billion. The Covenant House of Pennsylvania is one of the direct recipients of Red Nose funding, and here to talk about the event today is spokeswoman for Red Nose Day and Walgreens, Lisa Skedulski, and Covenant House volunteer Samantha Sheets. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming in. Lisa, tell me about this mission and what it does across the country.
So Red Nose Day started as a fundraising campaign run by Comic Relief. It started with the mission to help end childhood poverty, one nose at a time. The money raised supports local programs and organizations such as Covenant House to ensure that children in poverty are safe, educated, and healthy.
So you are actually helping local children.
Yes. So not only does it help local children, but it also helps children across the country and about 30 other countries in the world.
Samantha, tell me about the Covenant House of Pennsylvania.
Covenant House Pennsylvania is a 76-bed shelter in the Germantown section of Philadelphia. They serve homeless youth 18 to 21, or just anywhere under 21, basically. The first thing they do is try to meet their basic needs when they come through: food, showers, shelter, etc. And then as they go through the shelter, they have lots of different services, including educational and vocational services, mental health, physical health checks, all those kinds of things to help them get back up on their feet so that they can hopefully, you know, get their own place and, you know, move on with their life.
What do you do at the house?
I do different volunteer efforts that they have there. I've helped with a lot of fundraising. I'm on their Young Professionals Associate Board, so we do different service events and fundraising throughout the year leading up to our big sleep out event, as well as I help coordinate drives and sorting donations, just different things that they might need behind the scenes.
What's the big sleep out event?
So the big sleep out is they have a few of them every year. They're kind of categorized based on who is invited to the sleep out. There's a Young Professionals edition. There's a Women Unite edition. So the idea of the sleep out is that you raise money to sleep outside for one night in solidarity with the kids who are in the shelter. Each person is requested to raise at least $1,000 for Covenant House, and they put on some programming for the evening, including educating them about the shelter services, their trauma-informed care model, lots of different things that people can learn about Covenant House. And then at the end of the night, we all go out into the courtyard at the Friends Center and set up a cardboard box and a sleeping bag and stay out there for the night. The sleepouts are usually in the winter or early spring months. The idea is that, you know, we have to kind of brave the elements in order to be in solidarity with the kids in the shelter.
So when it's cold.
Yeah, so when it's cold. and they're rain, snow, or shine. So the sleepout occurs no matter what, just like these kids have had to endure those elements as well.
So if somebody wanted information on the sleep out or when your next one will be, where can they get that?
CovenantHousePA.org, as well as emailing development@CovenantHousePA.org.
Okay. Now, Lisa, tell me how Walgreens fits into this Red Nose Day. How did that relationship begin?
So this will actually be the fourth Red Nose Day in the United States, and Walgreens is the exclusive retailer of the Red Noses. So you can go online to Walgreens.com and buy them, or they're available at any local Walgreens.
You can only get the Red Noses at Walgreens.
Yes.
So how can we help people then? Just to go out on May 24th and buy the Red Nose?
So Red Noses are actually on sale now till June 2nd. Go to any local Walgreens, buy a nose. It's only $1. Philadelphia is partaking in a friendly competition with other cities. It's called the Everyone Counts Hometown Challenge. So it's a weekly ranking of the Red Nose fundraising. For the past few weeks, Atlanta has been in the lead. Philadelphia is actually 8th.
Oh, no.
So I have an ask. So following in the Eagles and Villanova, it would be great to see Philadelphia win the hometown challenge and become a champion.
How do we move Philadelphia up in the rankings then?
So it's really to create awareness. So go to Walgreens, buy your Red Nose, take a selfie, put it on social media. The whole objective is to make it fun. You're supposed to break barriers and bring out really the power of laughter.
What happens then on May 24th?
So May 24th is designated Red Nose Day, but there is a special on NBC with the whole show.
People need to buy their noses ahead of time, put it out on social media. We need to get the number of Red Noses up in order for Philadelphia to go in the lead in the friendly competition, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no. So you have to make it fun. Go out there, get the noses. A lot of people are doing like nose-to-nose pictures.
And Samantha, is it only children that are in the homeless shelter?
So for Covenant House specifically, it's under 21.
So are their families not with them?
A lot of these kids end up in the shelter because they've maybe been kicked out of a home. They've been in an abusive or neglectful home, or a parent or caregiver died. It's usually a situation where they are no longer associated with their family in some way, and that's causing them to have to move into the shelter.
And do you have children that are still school age?
Typically, it's 18 to 21, but there are some very rare cases where there's still a kid in high school.
If you'd like to find out more information about Red Nose Day or purchase a Red Nose, you can go to any local Walgreens or Walgreens.com. And if you're interested in finding more information about the Covenant House, you can go to their website as well. It's CovenantHousePA.org. Ladies, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's today's show. Lots of activities happening in and around Philadelphia, fitness apparel, and Red Nose Day. I think that's a pretty good morning. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kathy Romano. Enjoy your Sunday.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.